Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is April 28th, and the Yankees and MLB has a plan to make a plan to play baseball. Let's talk about it. Let's talk all about it. Let's talk Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore and weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Talking Yanks. Thank you very much for tuning in and hanging out with us for a little bit. My name is Jimmy, and I have my good and dear friend and co-host Jake with me, as always, producer BBD, hanging out in the corner. Jake donning a brand new hat that tells the entire world his love interest. How about that? How's everyone doing today? I'm doing well. Jake, how are you?
Doing all right, Jimmer Fredette. As you mentioned, I'm wearing my I Love Baseball hat from the John Boy Media Store. Go check that out. It's a snapback and tattoos. Enjoying it. Also got another Jake Sucks hat today, so feeling good about that. And I kind of do have something big for the podcast, Jim, which you know I kind of haven't fully released to the world. Big Baby David, producer BBD, knows I'm on the juice. I'm on steroids for my back situation. They're currently working decently. And yeah, I might just be a steroid cycle guy now, because I gotta tell you what, I went from feeling pretty bad to feeling okay. So team steroids.
Huge. That's great news.
I don't know if that rules me out for the upcoming season, but, it's worth it.
I'll allow it if I have a say in the matter.
Thank you.
BBD's against it, so we're all locked up.
That's tough, David.
Yeah,
that's tough. But, and you know what else, Jim? I know you're seeing how beautiful I'm looking right now with the I Love Baseball hat and my Yankees polo that I got from the spring training facility in Tampa a year and a half ago or so.
Yeah.
I was excited to put it on. I was excited to talk Yanks to the people. Cause you know what? Yeah, we do our talking baseball stuff. We do our watching baseballs. We do a lot of stuff, but the Yankees, you know, this is the day once. This is what it was built on.
Yeah.
And you know, we've done a little, hey, share some of this or go check out Talking Baseball. We're bringing it to you guys today. We kind of haven't discussed this new plan yet. We're going to dive into that. And maybe we'll sneak in some Yankee stuff too with I don't know. If BBD has an update from Tommy Canley playing video games. I know he's been locked into that. So,
yeah. All right. Sounds good to me. And I want some of your steroids. Just see what that's all about.
I bet.
Is albuterol steroid? Because I did that a lot when I was a kid. Stunted my growth.
I don't know. I had the albuterol inhaler.
That's what I had.
So, yeah. I don't think that's a steroid, but.
Well, just to let everyone know, Jake mentioned briefly watching a baseball. It's a series we've been doing on YouTube where we watch not full games from World Series, just big moments. And we recently did, I think today's episode is the 2009 World Series, which is the Yankees won, and we did game four when Johnny Damon double steals and then A-Rod drives in the two runs to solidify the win there. So go check out Watching Baseball. We've done from 1972 on. We're going to keep going. We also have Laughs from the Past, a podcast all about history. Making Jokes is in the middle of the eighth season, all about the Wild West. We recorded one today. We recorded one on Monday that also comes out on Tuesday, all about Wild Bill Hickok, one of my favorite figures in the Wild West. Check that out. And if you're a Giants fan, I know there's a lot of crossover. Our dude, Bobby Skinner, absolutely crushed draft coverage for Giants. So go check out
and
Talking
Penick.
Giants.
And Penick.
And Penick. Yes, and Penick. They both do a great job. The whole team, really, did a great job. So if you're a Giants fan, make sure you check out Talking Giants because they nailed it. And that's a little cross promotion done.
And Talking Sports, if you're a draft nut like me, Bobby, and Keith, that dropped yesterday if you're listening to this. So if you're bored, if you're still playing the board card, don't look at us.
Yeah.
There's shit out there.
So our dear friend, Jeff Passan.
Yes.
Published an article today that is so long. BBD did bullet points for me, so that's great. Jake read the whole thing, so that's good. Leaning on you guys. All about a potential new plan. And what cracked me up, but also made me happy, was the main thing that I think you can take away from it is there is a plan to make a plan. Our favorite line from Big What Time. Happens in Vegas.
Yeah.
You have a plan to make plans? Live in the moment once, whatever the hell that is. You're from New York. We're from New York. But their plan is that all of May, the entire month, they're going to figure out the plan. Until that happens, which is like 4 days left of April, they ain't even going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But their plan is by the end of May, they'll have a plan put in place. And then, what do you got on that? You like that?
I mean, of course. I mean, what the optimism is nice. At the same time, they almost went too far with it. I think there was a quote from Manfred that was like, we will play baseball this year. And it's like, again, we're kind of not in control of things. So you don't have to put those words in my head until it's happening. But it is good to hear because and there is a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes on this. I mean, we'll probably talk about it in a little bit about players getting paid and things like that. Like there's still a ton of moving parts. But to kind of hear that, cause you know, we've been breaking this down on Talking Baseball a lot that I think there are solutions, but you know, there's one or two things that could get in the way and this thing gets ugly quick. But it is good to hear that it seems like everyone participating does seem driven to actually play baseball because, you know, we've heard some different theories that, you know, hey, maybe the owners, if the owners aren't going to get their bang for their buck, they don't want to necessarily pay these guys. There's a lot of players out there that, you know, when that initial Arizona plan came out, they didn't want to exile their families. And I think this was a good step in being like, there will be something, you know, and I think at the end of this, we'll talk about, and Passan said it's his only thing, but it's kind of what you've been talking about this whole time, kind of a round robin. I think he called it a World Cup format, which, hey, I think you exhaust every option to try to get a season. Because if you do that, I think MLB is going to try to BS it and be like World Series champ still. And like people are just not going to lean into that, which I don't like. But at the same time, we want to see baseball.
Yeah. So he goes through what him and all the parties think will be the most like, or what they hope, like their biggest dream is that they can start up in July. They can have a bunch of different sites where teams are hosted and you get a semblance of an 80 to 100 game season, push the playoffs to November at neutral sites in domes, and it's somewhat normal. That, according to Passan, that's still on the table, and that's what everyone wants to do. But that's still like best of the best of the best case, so I can't act like that's going to be real, just for my own brain. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I think what needs to be the takeaway, because again, the baseline of this is we're not in control. Like coronavirus is in control, and then government number two, and then we can kind of make our decisions off of that. I think the biggest thing, and Passan kind of mentions it a little bit as a throwaway line, is but we had that three-city plan leaked, mm-hmm. and then it kind of turns into that office scene where Michael says we need the best, the next great American idea, and Kevin's like, an antacid you take once a month. And I think if you take the three-city plan and you go like, well, why? Well, what if we do like five? And I think there's a number in there, and I think the number that makes sense is five, because you can bring in a group of teams and kind of have them play enough different baseball that then maybe do other teams leave and come back. Or again, I don't know all the details, but I think that's what the plan is going to look like, because again, that's what was ridiculous about the Arizona plan, was that we essentially were going to make a biodome with thousands and thousands of people, where if we do this in five individual cities, we kind of won't need to collapse a city. It's easier to house everyone and do something like that. But again, do I know that's in July? No. Do I know if they can do stuff in June? No. Will they be able to play a certain amount of games? What does it look like? Still no idea on that. But I think there's something there that the people have made sense of.
Yes. More cities. I mean, he still had a three-city plan in his thing, right? I read that much. And then he said maybe more, but Phoenix, Dallas, Tampa are still the three main hubs.
Yeah, those were listed as the hubs, but it was kind of that it in the original article, it was mentioned as a throwaway line too. And here it was mentioned as a throwaway line too. Like, if you're going to be in Dallas, like, you know, you've got a dome in Houston that's 3.5 hours away. If you're going to be in Tampa Bay, you've got a dome in Miami that's 3.5 hours away. So that's, I guess that is a little too much of my opinion sinking in. But when I think these multi starting to make more sense to me, when you get the domes involved. And I think, I know you turned down the Arizona plan pretty quickly. I turned down the Arizona and Florida plan pretty quickly. And now I think this is starting to make sense, because you've got big league stadiums, you're spreading out more people, and I think it's just a better concept. It's more real.
Five hubs to me wouldn't work, because then you'd only be playing four teams over and over and over again.
Yeah, I guess in my head it would be like you play those four teams over 2 weeks, 3 weeks or something like that, and then you swap teams out to different hubs, something of that nature. I don't know.
Oh, are they swapping hubs? I thought the whole concept was that we're building biodomes.
Davey hubs?
My understanding is you can't say for sure what it would be yet. The easiest thing to predict would be three hubs, and you're kind of basically staying in that hub the whole time. But there's a chance that more cities open up and people are allowed to travel in a few months. That's kind of why they're waiting till May, because like we're officially declining as a country right now. So like things can change rapidly. That's why they're giving themselves like the full month.
Yeah. If they can't hot swap teams to and fro hubs, then you need like only three, because you need you need 10 teams, so you can play eight other teams enough.
Right. I get that, but I think in theory they are trying to plan this out so that there can be a development of this plan. You know, I know one of the mayors or governors in New York today came out and said they were thinking that there will be Yankee baseball in the stadium this year. Who knows what they're trying to do, but I think it would be A, either that's step one, or B, if we're going to be testing everyone and having them isolated, you know, I think there's a system where it's, you know, okay, we'll have these 10 teams here for a month, and then everyone gets tested, and then you trade up teams or something like that. But again, that's me getting too involved in the plan.
Yeah. And just from my brain says like that's Passan's and MLB's best case is 180 to 100 games starting in July. And I just live in the middle. I don't think best case is going to happen. So we're in a fucking crazy timeline right now. So to get excited about best case, it to me seems like a fool's errand. But the worst case is this world classic type tournament, round robin tournament. And it sounds fun. the quote in the article from Passan wrote was some executive said, give us 60 days and we'll put on a hell of a tournament.
Yeah.
With all these problems. And that's the fine line, Jake, because those are the middle ground in between those options is really weird. Either it's 80 to 100 games and you have a normal semblance of baseball and a season with series and you're playing enough other teams and all that, especially if they can hot swap hubs out, you know, like, okay, you guys are going there, you guys are going there, and now we'll do it again. That, the winner, sure, World Series champion. The World Cup situation clearly should be a different name. Like, I agree with you that MLB will try to just call it the World Series champion, but the whole world won't consider him that, and it'll be something different. The middle ground, like, doesn't exist in my brain. Like, I can't figure that out. Like a 3-month, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it would be some combination of the two, right? It would be like the AL East plays each other. And I mean, that's kind of what this World Cup thing is, but it would be like the AL East figures out a way to fight to the death and their one team goes on and the Central does the same. Maybe there is a wild card team and then they do a playoffs from there. Again, that's pretty similar to this kind of World Cup idea, but I'm kind of with you. I mean, if you can't get 80 games in, and you know, maybe there's a little wiggle room there, maybe the number lands at, you know, 7 like that, you can kind of do a, you know, all fan bases have to shake hands before the season and be like, hey, I know this isn't ideal, nobody wanted this, but everyone shake hands and say whatever happens, happens. You know, hey, maybe it's incredible for the Yankees, maybe it's a disaster. You know, hey, maybe you're the Seattle Mariners. You know, maybe you have the worst season ever. Maybe you guys sneak into the playoffs. If the Rockies win the title and Arenado hits 450, let's shake hands and agree that 450 doesn't go in the record books,
yeah,
but it counts for what we were trying to do this year, you know?
Right. It's going to get funky. That's why I know. That's why. So, like, we're in agreeance, but I'm almost rooting for the round robin World Cup, so everyone agrees this isn't real. And I think you're the opposite. You're still not rooting for that. At one point you said you'd rather not baseball at all than a World Cup tournament type thing. Do you still feel that way?
No, because I mean, I want to watch anything. I mean, look at the Jordan documentary. I've stated some of the low stuff I've been watching, but I just get worried about this because I think what you and I are saying overlaps like a good amount, like probably 90%. But in that 10% is they're going to call it a World Series, which I think you and I would both be out on. And then B, I still think you're going to get a lot of like take back from the players on that are like, I don't want to do this. Like, I 60 games. Like, am I going to build up my arm strength? If I'm Garrett Cole, like, I want no business with this. If I'm the elite of the elite players in the MLB, which again, and when we're talking about money and the potential showcase this could be for baseball, and maybe the spark that could like really drive baseball back into a mainstream part of society. I mean, if we're the only sport going and we're doing this cool tournament, but there's no Trout, there's no Kershaw, there's no Cole, then what are we really doing? We're kind of showing off a lesser product. So that's where I really get scared, where if I'm a player, I'm saying, screw this round robin stuff, man. If I get hurt or something doing this, who cares? So that's why I still want to strive for that.
So you think that players will not play? Because that's also something you didn't at one point think was like a possibility.
I think in a weird format, I think players would tap out.
Okay.
I think if you start getting funky on that, because, you know, the whole point of spring training is pretty much for pitchers to stretch out their arms. If, you know, think again about that owner or GM who said that quote, like, give us 60 days, we'll put on fireworks. Like, think Garrett Cole gives a shit about putting on fireworks for 60 days? Like, no, he wants to be healthy. He wants to be an all-time great. And he's not going to rush himself or do anything that could potentially risk him. So I just think you're now risking putting out a lesser product in front of people just to do it, which again, that's almost a concern for me.
Yeah. And the money is still the hiccup. Like even Passan's article, I perused it and I skipped to the money section and then he lost me pretty quick just because it was very, we've talked about it a lot. So to me, it was like, oh yeah, we've discussed this. That's still an issue. I mean, am I wrong? There was no answer to it. If they don't have fans in the crowd, revenue will be down. So they will make the players play for less money. We're not talking about prorated. So say a guy's making $10 million on the year. Now they're only going to play an 82-game season. Prorate that $5 million. We're just doing simple math here. Then math if 50% of revenue's gone because there's no stands, concession, all of that, chop it in half again. So now he's getting $2.5 million to play a half season without normal care, with putting himself at risk of getting a deadly virus without all the shit Major League Baseball players get, playing double headers once a week for a fraction of what your contract says you're worth. So that's still a hurdle, right? Like that's still the biggest hurdle.
Yes. And I think the way Passan wrote it, and you're kind of right, because there's no answer. And I think that's fair. If you want to walk away saying that there's no answer, you can say that. I think what Passan's point was, and I think it's part of this article, is that unless something radical were to happen, cooler heads should be able to prevail. He does mention that there should be local TV contracts that come from this. Hopefully there's national TV contracts that can come from this that create more revenue. And I don't know. Again, I'm coming in blind and I don't know the full story, but I do think this would almost be, and at first what we heard was that there was language in that agreed contract between the players and the owners that the owners could tweak the player's amount of money. And that sounded like a disaster. It sounded like in the article that wasn't as bona fide as originally came out. So the players, or the quotes in there at least, were the players saying like, no, the owners aren't going to lose money on this. They'll be good. So again, you're right. I mean, that conversation could get ugly in the snap of a finger. So I'm not denying that. But I think if you're the owners, get creative here. You could be the only show in town. And I think Passan mentions that too. Like, look at what's going on with the MJ documentary right now. Like, people are watching that in droves. And then I think with some local TV contracts, if you do some national stuff right, I think the owners can make back their money pretty easily.
Yeah, that's kind of, I'm glossing up on it now. And you're right. The players said like, we don't believe that. They're not going to do it. And then
which is either really dumb or bad. I don't know.
I understand that you think, and maybe, I mean, it's very likely that they're going to charge more for ads during this because more people are tuning in, but also more people are spending money worldwide. The economy is like at a halt. So I also think that might balance out the scale a little. Like, we know you're the only thing on TV, but no one's buying ads right now. No one's spending money right now.
Yeah. I mean, hey, again, and the MJ thing is also an outlier, but it's,
yeah, that would be getting watched no matter what.
Yeah. It's an interesting note that people are watching it. But I think the other point from Passan, which was a big test this weekend, was the virtual NFL draft. Cause that could have easily lost a lot of common sports fans. And I think that did really well. So I think they like that. So if they can get, and I know, and maybe we'll talk about this a little bit, how the ESPN was so graceful to offer the KBO the rights to show their games for free. And the KBO said, screw that. I heard they did come to a contract and they should be airing those games. But I mean, if ESPN has money to pay the KBO for games, ESPN is going to have money for Major League Baseball games. So there will be money out there. And again, I think you might have to get creative, but hey, if you're the owner of a Major League Baseball team, you should be a pretty savvy business person. So I think, and I hope, I guess I hope too, that's what Passan's trying to say. Like, there will be a way to do this. And I think the majority of baseball players. And like, let's use that $10 million example. Let's say, okay, so half a season brings it down to $5 million. If they could still get 80% of that juice and $4 million, that $4 million is still a lot better than a zero spot in the bank account. So I think that's kind of what they're trying to say.
Yeah, and they also, Passan's compromise is kind of interesting. He's like, you can you can save money right now if some players agree to a delay and minimum salary players get their full shares and those in arbitration and beyond receive percentages and then they get and they spread it out. Makes yeah. sense to me, right? The guys who need the money get it in full. The guys who don't need it immediately, you're going to get this, but not right now.
Yeah.
Sounds like a smart compromise to me.
There's a lot of smart guys and a lot of money in play that, again, knock on wood if you're with me, but if the health stuff figures itself out to enough of a degree, you know, hey, there should be something, which is kind of all we want at this point, right?
If they do the World Cup situation, Jake, and like, you know, it's round robin, would you want it to be by division? If it got funky, would you want the Yankees to be against like a bunch of shit teams? Like the Yankees play the Orioles, the Royals, the Tigers, and the Pirates? Or what's your, because I wouldn't want all shitty teams because that would get really boring. And like, right. you know, those games against the Orioles, like they got old after a while. It's like, all right, come on. This sucks. Bad baseball.
I'm going to go in a typical Jake move and give me either end of the deep end. Like we're going to do an AL East thing and everything kind of makes sense. Like, okay, you know, we're going to basically do each division in a dome and we'll see how it plays off. You advance, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's some logic there. Or let's go full World Cup. Give me a group of death, you know, give me Yankees, Braves, Red Sox, Dodgers in the same group. And only two are coming out, you know, like if we're gonna World Cup it, like, I guess I'm either give me something that makes a lot of sense in my brain or give me the George Costanza. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
The way that Passan has it is six hubs, four game series within each hub, and the top two records advance. So give me the Yankees, one other good team, and then a middling team, and then the rest shit. Just okay. So you can be like, well, you know, we got past the Rays. The Rays are a good team. We got past the Twins, but it's us and the Rays going forward.
Sounds like the AL East anyways.
Yeah, it does. The nine teams in each loser bracket do a round robin, and the best record in each gets back into the tournament. Then a play-in winner. It's just basically like, you know, Little League or Cal Ripken, whatever you want to play.
Yeah.
That would be fun. How would pitching work? Like, starting pitching would change drastically.
Yeah, and that's, again, it's kind of the fear factor that just comes into play for me. I mean, you know, how stretched out are these guys? And I guess this is the heart speaking, like the will to win's not gonna. If I'm a relief pitcher, I don't know if I want to pitch back-to-back days. I just think that the passion of the season and all that stuff is going to be out the window. And it's like, well, here we are. It's bottom of the nine. Yanks have a 2-run lead. Chapman pitched yesterday. So by rule, he can't pitch back-to-back days. So Holder's coming in. And it's like, well, now I'm kind of not watching the product I like to watch.
Yeah. That's true. Also, I mean, it could be like, you know, the World Cup or the World Baseball Classic. What's that called?
How about we go full Little League rules, actually? Like 75
World
pitches.
Baseball Classic.
World Baseball Classic. Like, some people care a lot. Some nations, some don't. The nations that care a lot usually win. The nations who don't usually do decent and then lose. You know what I mean? It'll be super interesting.
How much of that would we see? You know, like I'll use my Rockies as an example. They were in the wild card last year. Then their season fell apart. Now their whole offseason was like, are we keeping the team together? They have. Like, if I'm Rockies front office, like, the weirder the plan, the better, if I can get the guys to buy in. Because if I'm Mookie Betts on the Dodgers, all I'm thinking about is my free agency. I don't give a shit about this tournament. I'm trying to get my 300 mil.
You do. I mean, you got to also remember, like, a lot of these guys are competitors. Like, that's their why they're yeah. there, because they're hyper-competitive, you know? But they're hyper-competitive for one thing. We talked about the Last Dance when Jordan was in those exhibition games. I mean, he didn't give a fuck. If it feels like an exhibition game, it's going to be easy to turn off that competitiveness. Or hard to turn it on.
Which you probably will.
Yeah. Dude, the KBO on ESPN, this is where baseball is a real tricky sport. And I don't know what the response to me saying this would be. I think that'll be bad for baseball. And here's why. I'm not going to tune in. Nothing against the KBO. I like my storylines. I like my names. I like baseball. Vast majority of baseball fans, I'm talking vast, vast, vast majority of baseball fans, like one team. Know the players on one team. And then know five players on the other teams in their division. And I'm not trying to knock that. That's just the way the sport is. It's 162 games. It's super regional. Like, I know that there's probably a lot of Yankee fans that love the Yankees, that listen to Talking Yanks, that aren't listening to Talking Yanks right now. I mean, obviously we know that's the case. And they don't tune in for baseball games in the MLB that aren't Yankees games. If ESPN right. thinks the KBO is going to draw a crowd, which is probably why they wanted it for free, like, I still don't think many people are going to tune into that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, myself, I'll give myself some kudos. Let's say I'm a 95th percentile baseball fan, which might be low, to be honest with everyone. But let's say that. I mean, I'm gonna, you know, the games are on early here, so best case scenario is I wake up, I turn on the TV, and I drink my morning coffee with it on in the background, which is nice, and there's something there. I mean, what you're saying is you almost have to, you have to invest in a team. And there's some people that'll do that. There's some people that are already doing that with the Racket and Monkeys and some of the other teams.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're fake doing it.
I mean, there's a little bit of fake doing it, but at the same time, you have some friends, and you did this with them actually when they wanted to get more into EPL soccer. And it was like, all right, guys, everybody pick a team and sink your teeth in for a little bit and see what happens. And I know you were locked into your West Brom baggies. Boing, boing.
Boing, boing.
And, you know, we have some friends that are like diehard soccer fans now that, you know, 6 years ago kind of weren't into it. So there is a way there. There is a path a little bit. I think you're right. It would be more of a novelty thing. But it's at the same time, it's live sports. Like, hey, I wouldn't mind eating some eggs and breakfast and watching a guy drop a 1-2 splitter, you know?
When there was a nasty splitter in the CPBL league, which Chinese Professional Baseball League, but it's in Taiwan, which is China, but two different Chinas, they fight over it and stuff like that. If I post a video about the CPBL league, the responses I get are, it's not China, it's Taiwan. It's like, no one said it. They're just so ready to yell that.
You're bringing it up, Pop.
Anyway, that's not the best brand of baseball, I'll be honest. Like, I've watched a good amount of it, and it plays like college or a little below college. What announcer do you hear when you watch it in the morning?
Honestly, I was listening. It was the Racketing crew. I don't know the guy's names. Raccoon? I mean, they weren't great.
There's one guy sounds like A-Rod.
And that's what, and again, like that's where entertainment and everything comes into play. Are we going to get some good personalities calling the games? Is it going to be the guys over there? Not a shot at them, but you know, I'm not familiar with them and what I've seen you know, on the Twitter live feeds and stuff. I'm not hook, line, and sinker. If you give me some, you know, if Buster and some of the guys are buying in, like, you know, there's a bet, there's more likelihood that I would check it out.
There's only four teams in that league. Am I correct?
I'm not sure. BBD, you're my guy on that. Thinking about sending you
over I'm there. Googling.
Okay.
I believe there's not a lot of teams right now.
Book a ticket. I know one of the leagues, isn't the KBO 10 or something like that?
There's five teams. There's the CTBC Brothers.
Terrible.
The Fubon Guardians.
They're good.
The Rakuten Monkeys.
Yep.
The Unai President 7-Eleven Lions.
Seems like a lot.
The Wei Chun Dragons.
Hmm.
The Eagles, the Whales, T-Rex, and Tigers are defunct. I think this league, people were commenting it underneath videos I made, so I learned a little bit just by responses that may or may not be true. But they said there used to be, like, heavy collusion in this league. Like, crazy betting scandals and stuff like that. Oh, on their Wikipedia page, there's a whole section called Controversy, and there's five sections. The August 3rd incident, the Black Eagles incident, 2005 game-fixing scandal, T-Rex scandal, 2009 game-fixing scandal. So, yeah. That's what this league was known for.
What are they saying about the MLB right now, you know?
That they hope it starts soon.
Astros Sox, baby.
Oh, the first incident, the August 3rd incident, Jake? A group of weapon-carrying local gang members rushed into a Taichung hotel and threatened five brother elephant players. Sorry, brother elephants, funny. Including star pitcher Chen Yi-Hin, Hissin, in order for them to cooperate with the gang and fix games for their gambling business on the evening of August 3rd. That sucks.
Bad time.
Yeah. Well. Cool. Go, who's your team? Monkeys?
God, I guess I'm leaning Monkeys right now. You know, I haven't dove into the players.
Okay. I read each team gets two foreign players. So that's cool.
Like that.
It's good stuff. All right. So I don't know. BBD, did we miss anything in Passon's plan?
What do you got, David?
I think we got everything. We give the notes a once over.
Basic.
What's Canely been saying?
Jake, to sum it up, like the Passon article is great, and he wrote a ton. And for anyone that hasn't been following incredibly closely, it's really, really, really good info.
It's the instant catch up if you haven't been.
To anyone that's been listening to episodes of Talking Baseball with me, you, and Plouffe, you know everything in that article already.
I guess among the things they've talked about, because in like the three-city plan, if there's a bit more mobility and they try to represent normal baseball, they talk about doing like 2-3-game series against each team, against each of the other teams in your hub, so against the other nine. So that's 54 games there. It's two parts that if they start in July, they can reassess and figure out if they can go home for September. But also, I guess it just like brings up the question, like what's like the, and Jake alluded to it earlier, what's like the minimum number of games you think you need to try to do like a representative baseball product?
80. I'll give you to 75.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anything to be like, this is a real world series and, you know, I may have one of a technicality, but anyone says I deserve this, I'll sock you. What's that quote from Talladega Nights?
Oh yeah, that is a nice. That's one of the later ones that gets snuck out there.
It's a good quote, but anyway, yeah, I think you need like 80.
Around
he there. Says, I know it's a technicality, but I tell you what, you try to take this away from me, I'll sock you in the face.
And hey, if players have that mentality, I'm all in for whatever it looks like.
Do you want to do a special new segment called Rumor Mill?
Sure.
Oh. Rumor Mill. Someone DM'd me and said that all MLB, this, just to let you know, MLB is buying rental cars like crazy right now, preparing for their each player to have their own private set of transit.
Huge.
So there you go. That's something that a random stranger just DM'd me, and I would put 0.0 stock into. The other rumor mill, it's kind of like what BBD said in the past and said with this, you play 54 games and then you reassess, and maybe at that point things are normal. We can go to our home stadiums. We had that sent to us. That's like this, that it was real. Basically like, hey, MLB just sent this out to clubs. It was like this PDF, and it was, you know, they're going to do that, and then they're going to, if they can, they'll do the second set of 54 games normal as hell at the home stadiums. And then we sent that to our inside sources, and all different versions of them said no. No.
Yeah.
So there's some more rumor mill stories.
Yeah, not bad.
I just got a DM, Jake, from a guy who says, hey, do you know when they're going to start the season again? So that's
just reply yes. Yep.
What were you going to say? You can't tell you though, dude.
I wish I could tell you, man. Yeah. I don't know. I'm the three hub thing. I was running through my head again, and BBD dropped that 54 number. I guess that would be interesting, because you'd have, you know, an East, Central, and West divisions, AL and NL, all in one hub. And are you're playing, I don't know, four games each day in a stadium? I don't know. Again, the details start to get a little loopy, but I don't know. It's for take them for what they are, but I think there's some positive vibes, and I think the new update, like you're alluring to, because we have been in this, is that MLB is starting to actually think this is a real thing, and that the NFL draft kind of helped. But you know, we're all the reason we're still all inside, and all everything we're doing is crazy, is, you know, it's dictated by the Rona and what the government says. So we'll see.
Yeah, this article by Passan, the MLB saying that they're going to have a plan by the end of May is cool. That's new. They might be being dumb by doing that, but why that is because they signed the deal with these players up until May. So they bought the time there. So even if the government says you absolutely still can't play baseball for 3 more months, even if the governments do say that, they still have to figure out a deal with the players. So there will be something at the end of May. We can all be scratching and itching, give me something. And then Passan's idea or concept, I don't know if it was his or he was just sharing what he heard, that the way to get around the salary, one way to get around the salary issue would be to pay the, split it up into minimum wage or still whatever, you know, deferred payments. Yeah. Yeah. That's actually the first idea that I think can work to skirt the issue of lesser wages.
He likes it.
Deferred, right? That's because we've been racking our brains about this for a while, and deferred payments actually makes the most sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, BBD, how's Tommy Canely been doing on his video games?
So his first night, he went like 0-4, and because he didn't know how to play the game yet, and people thought he sucked. Sure. Everyone was mad at him. But since then, he's been one of the better players. So he's, I think tonight's the last night of the regular season or whatever. He is in a prime position to be in like the top 8 players in like the final playoffs or whatever.
Is he playing against other guys in MLB?
Yeah, each team sent like one player to play.
Who has Canely, who has been the most awkward conversation?
they don't talk to each other. They each have like their own stream and talk to like the audience, which is probably, I think that's better than if they tried to have the two players talk to each other, because not all of them know each other. Like if you saw any of the 2K tournament for the NBA, that stunk because they're not, and a lot of, and like some of them don't know each other. So it's just like, so would you rather play the Bucks or the Lakers if you were in the playoffs? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's been the most entertaining moment from any of Canely's games?
Canely's had a few big comebacks and well-timed homers. Pretty much it's just any time he gets to use Mike Talkman, because he just screams "Sock Man" the whole time, and I know I'm going to get a good clip for that. So
that's good. That's good. That's
basically all I'm looking out for. I don't really care what happens in the games. I guess I'd prefer he wins because he's who I'm watching, but I just look for a funny moment, or if he accidentally says something about like games and practice facilities being open and stuff. So,
he played with Judge yesterday.
I'm not aware of anything that happened yesterday.
Wasn't it Judge's birthday and him and Wade went fishing or something like that? I got tagged in a picture of Wade and Judge fishing. So, I mean, just do whatever you want with that.
Wait, BBD, you weren't able to watch yesterday?
He started playing at the same time as the MJ doc. And it was like, all right, well, I don't really want to watch you play video games instead of this thing that the whole world's going to be
BBD,
watching.
You made the right choice, bud.
Well, BBD, are you sure? Because Judge was on it.
Mm. He's had Britain on a lot of nights. So,
yeah, but Britain seems pretty into it.
Yeah, Britain, I think a few of the guys have been like watching him. I think Britain and Gio have both usually watched, and Talkman's watched a decent amount.
Aren't they like
Britain, Talkman, and Canely, and like a revolving fourth person play Call of Duty after?
Right. That's what I was going
to
say.
They're usually watching to find out when they can play.
Okay.
Because the whole thing the other day that they were, LeMahieu was supposed to play, but he heard they opened the facility, so he went to bed or something like that?
Basically, he and Talkman had been playing together earlier, and then he went to bed because he didn't, and Canely took it pretty personally, and then he remembered they opened the facility.
So follow BBD on Twitter for all your Canely streaming scoops.
2020, we got the CPBL cheating schemes or being robbed at gunpoint or whatever it was. We got streams, we got it all.
You know what? The 7 o'clock just happened, Jake, and I have a neighbor now who has air horn.
Yeah.
And I mean, we on our daily radio show, John Boy and Jake Radio, I was worried about this for you because you're next to the hospital. And you and I said, the screaming and the yelling at 7 o'clock and the clapping, some days it gives me chills because it's awesome. Society coming together. People are taking it too far. A full minute of an air horn, no one's celebrating that. That's just making everyone else around you not in a celebratory mood. You know what I mean?
Don't be the air horn person.
Full minute. That was about 10 seconds. Imagine that.
Not even.
Times 10.
If you're thinking about being the air horn person, be a sign person. I actually like the sign people.
I'm like in a little cove, so I can't actually see anyone. I just hear it.
You're coving. Yeah, it's like you said, we've done this on JJR, so I won't. But when it's like cool, some days you're like, guys.
Crazy. All right, so that's that. According to Passan, we will be getting Yankees baseball. I don't know what it's going to look like.
That.
In the meantime, go to the YouTube channel and check out the watching baseballs of old. I mean, we did 78, 79, 77. We did 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2003. Yankees have been in a lot of World Series since 1972, and we have a video of us talking about all of them. And those 90 ones were crazy. The 2001 blew me away, the two heroes that, like, I just completely forgot. I mean, I was young at the time. I didn't even live in the country, but still, like, they don't live on in Yankees lore.
No. It's the game keeps moving.
Yeah. Well, that ends our show here today. We appreciate and love each and every single one of you. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grahams.
Go Yankees.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.